Anyway, if you can imagine somebody with a bonsai charge or a bunch of ponzers or something coming straight down on him, you know, going to wipe him out, you know, and wipe out the regiment and wipe out the glory and the democracy and the president and go right straight on through to Wheeling, West Virginia. He won't save his life or anybody's life on any dynamic, you see. There he stands with a bazooka, you know, a bazooka. And points a bazooka, but he just can't bazooka. He just doesn't fire the bazooka. Or he misses. You know, there's the tank, 15 yards away. There he is, the bazooka held in and so forth. And somehow or another, it lands on the command post. But basically, he is actually physically incapable of firing. He comes up with a garand or some other excuse for a weapon. And, you know, and anything to do with him. He couldn't even close the trigger. I'm trying to give it to you in a more messy form, you understand? He's been trained to fire it. He's got sergeants around. My God, he's even got second lieutenants around. He's got the enemy in front. There's every reason in the world. It's a patriotic duty. There's been pamphlets and songs and everything else that convince him he should fire this thing. His women folks at home will think he is a coward. They will never speak to him again. As a matter of fact, they aren't interested. They're all out in the bars. But anyhow, all propaganda pressure has been brought to bear that he must fire this garand. See? Every possible psychological mechanism, of course they're not very successful, but every possible psychological mechanism, you see, has been brought to bear, and his finger freezes. Can't do it. 40% of the weapons in an infantry company undischarged during a battle. That's supposed to be the figures. If they were put out by a general, I don't believe them because no general ever got up in the lines. But anyhow, the score there, I'm just giving you a dramatic example of this. See? That is an outflow. You understand? Already he's getting bullets coming by him, but he wouldn't even need those to re-stimulate it. But it causes old inflows, you see? So the outflow locks with the inflow, with the boop, 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 out, you go. Get the idea? And he can't fire. Now, a PC sitting there with an extreme withhold is in the same position in reverse. The withhold says, mustn't. You know, communicate out. Mustn't talk, mustn't shoot, mustn't talk, you know. And he gets all set to tell you, you know. And then finally misses entirely and says, well, I was cross with a puppy once. And then the next time you ask him the question, you see it on the meter, you know. It falls. And then it doesn't fall. You see this strange fall. I stole a penny from my mother's purse when I was 5. I didn't want to tell you that. I told you that. And you ask him again, what question should I ask him? You'll see it disappear off the meter again. Now, I'm sure the fellow would have fired if the sergeant had kicked him in the head at that exact moment. Got the idea? So the E-meter tells you when the exact moment is, and you should kick the PC in the head.